Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with your substance, with the first fruits of all your crops, of all your labor, the first fruits of all. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing. This is where every child of God should be. Overflowing barns, overflowing harvest, overflowing success. Every time God plans a blessing for a man, he plans that that blessing will turn that man into a blessing. God don't give water in cups. He gives water in wells. Because if he gives it to you in cup, you are going to exhaust it. In John chapter 7, scripture said, and on the last day of that great feast, verse 37, Jesus stood and cried with a loud voice, everyone that thirsts, come to me and drink. And he that drinketh, out of his belly shall flow forth rivers of living water. He said to that woman in John chapter 4, he said, if thou knowest the one who asks you to give him drink, you would have given to him, and he will in turn give you water, that when you drink, you will again thirst no more. What kind of water will you drink and don't have need to drink water anymore? There is actually no kind of water that you drink now and you never have need to drink water anymore. But what Jesus was saying is that I'm going to put a well of water right inside of you, that every time your thirst bud needs water, it will automatically activate it. Praise God. So you wouldn't need to come to the well anymore. And so if you observe and notice the way God works, he does everything in abundance. From the first day he created the fish, he has not had need to create another fish, because he has programmed multiplication into the fish, that the fish is able to replicate itself. And it doesn't matter how many persons are fishing on the sea, there will always be fish in the rivers. Praise God. Otherwise, with the rate at which we are eating fish, fishes would have gone on extinction now. But you still go to market and you find fish. You go to river, you are going to find fish. Different sizes, different shapes. There are some of the fish you see and you say, I've never seen this type before. You haven't seen nothing yet. There are some you may never see until your lifetime is over. But they are there. So, everything God does, he has abundance in mind. And God never gives a man abundance without the man paying the price. Because when you stop paying the price, you start losing. And your blessing finishes at where your prize finishes. And one of the prizes that every child of God has got to learn to pay is the price of first fruit. Praise God. God says, so shall your barn be filled. You know, when God begins to bless a man in obedience and the blessing begins to come, you will forget the pain of your first fruit. When you are given that first fruit, it's very painful. But years after, you won't even remember that you gave out 1 million, 10 million, 10,000, 5,000, as the case may be. Every time you see something written in the Bible you are reading, understand that those are authentic words of God. Authentic. Amen. David said, I long for the water of Bethlehem. And three men broke into the garrison of the Philistine, killed the Philistines, and fetched the water in a flask for David. And when they brought it, David said, this water It's too costly for me to drink because men have hazarded their lives. They place their lives on the line to get this water for me. So it can only be one person that deserves this kind of water. And David poured it to God and said, no matter how thirsty I am, I would just manage any other water. But God, you deserve this water. Praise God. Sometimes the test we have will not allow us obey God's principle. And that's why any man that is going to obey God must deliberately kill something. You can't be alive and still be serving God correctly. No, there's going to be an intentional murder. You will intentionally murder yourself and kill yourself to certain rights. So invariably, you need to be a murderer to serve God well. Praise God. Kill certain things. Certain test, certain desire. So I'm going to kill it and give it to God. See, it's very easy. If you saved up to 200,000, you have it in your account, and then you got a job that pays you 50,000 every month, you already have 200,000 in your account. It's very easy for you to take that 50,000, the first month's salary, and bring it as a first fruit. God accepts it. Fine. Beautiful. You have the blessing. But where the real test is when you are indebted to the tune of 70,000. You got a new job and the salary is 50,000. Even though you are to use the 50,000 to pay the debt, you still be owing 20,000. And you need to pay transport, you need to eat. And then you bundle the 50,000. Forgetting about the 70,000 debt you are owing. Disregarding whether you eat or pay transport. And bundle the 50,000 and come and say, God, this is your own. That's the real deal now. Amen. And then somebody will say, this is foolishness. At least you should have paid part of the 70,000 and then after 3 months, you pay your first fruit. God will understand. Everything God demands of us, there is a principle around it. And if you breach the principle, the substance will not matter anymore. So that's why it is pertinent as God's children, we learn the principle behind the demands of God and then follow those principles. Praise God. But you know, there are things you do and you continually service your bank in heaven. Many times when we are in need and God checks our deposit, we have nothing in our deposit. And if you have not deposited nothing, you can draw nothing. So the essence of teaching first fruit offering is not to make church have more money, but to make you have more money. Praise God. We don't take offering in church to enrich the church. We take offering to bless those who give the offering. Because many times God gives, he doesn't give back to us exactly what we give to him. There is a multiplier effect to everything we give to God. And so how big what you receive from God will be is a function of what you are giving to him. Because 0 times 1,000 is equal to 0. But 1 times 1,000 is at least 1,000. Let's consider kinds of first fruit offering. Number one, general or yearly first fruit. Exodus 34 verse 19 and verse 30. We can categorize them as general or yearly first fruit offering. Exodus chapter 34 verse 19. All that open the womb are mine, and every male firstborn among your livestock, whether ox or sheep. Verse 30. But the firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem him, then you shall break his neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem, and none shall appear before me empty-handed. It was like an abomination if on every year you show up and you don't come to God, the first day of the year, the first day of the season, the first day of the month, you don't come to God with something to say, God, this is what you have blessed me with, and I'm giving it to you. This has to do with the first of everything that you are blessed with. The general or yearly first fruit has to do with the first of everything God blesses you with. Amen. First salary, first gift, first of everything God blesses you with. Number two kind of first fruit offering is the one we call the monthly first fruit offering. Monthly first fruit offering. This is the monthly offering that we should give to God at the beginning of every month to provoke all the blessing that is meant for you in that new month to come to pass in your life. Amen. Numbers 28:11. At the beginning of the new month, thank God in our church, we normally will have, I need a touch. So that's the first day of the new month. Someone understanding this principle can always give an offering. This now will not be what you were given. Of course, the month is just beginning. But someone can package a special offering and say, this is the beginning of the month. God, I am giving this to you specially. So, if I were you, the offerings we normally take on I need a touch should always be very special for you. Praise God. Should always be very special. God, this is the first thing I'm giving. Numbers 28:11. The month is just beginning. So it is a monthly offering that we should give to God at the beginning of every month. The reason is to provoke God's blessing to come to pass in our lives. He said, at the beginnings of your months, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord. He mentioned it. Two young bulls, one ram, seven lambs in their first year without blemish. In the Old Testament, God was directly relating with his children one-on-one. He didn't need an intermediary. Today, we have Jesus as our advocate standing in between us and God. We have the Holy Spirit. But in the Old Testament, God was dealing directly with his people. And that's why judgment didn't take time those days. You do some things, he opened the ground, buries you alive, journey continues. You mess up, he sends some snakes and they bite you. There was no one begging on their behalf. Today Jesus is always there and telling the Father, you just know, allow him. So, every time you read the Old Testament demands of God to God's people, always remember that the Bible says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God doesn't change in his nature. He changes his plan, but the nature of God is the same. And so the demands he had for them, if we go through those principles, because all of the demands has principles. Today you may not need to offer a bull. You may not need to offer a goat or a ram, but you may have to offer money. That's the principle. Let's get back to that Numbers 28 verse 11. At the beginning of your months, you shall present a burnt offering. So sometimes if you will not come for I need a touch for any reason, come to present your burnt offering. So every time you are asked on the first day of the month, offer to the Lord, it's not just a nominal, regular offering. It should be an offering that you prepare from home. And that's why we are taught, so that we put it into practice. Amen. And give to God and say, God, this is my offering for the beginning of the month. Every portion that belongs to me this month, no matter how, Lord, let it get to me. Let it reach me. Let it come to me. Amen. God knows who he can talk to. And let me say this very strongly, that no matter how skillful you are, You can't get enough for yourself than God can get for you. If you allow God to make people to give to you, He will always get out more from the people to you than you will get for yourself. And one of the things that moves the hand of God is some of the things we are learning today. Number three, there is first fruit of the land. First fruit of the land, farm produce or crop. So you can also have first fruit of the land. If you are a farmer, you can actually give your first fruit of the land. That when you finish your planting season and then it is harvest time, you harvest them and then give to the Lord. This refers to the first harvest of the product or profit of whatever your land, your farm, or your investment has produced. It should be given to the Lord. Whatever your investment has produced, the first investment has produced, should be given to the Lord. Exodus chapter 23, verse 19. And Exodus chapter 22, verse 29. Exodus 23 and verse 19. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. I've taken time to study the Old Testament, and I'm looking at the interest of God in everything that His people were doing. Everything. God is so interested because He wanted to perpetuate His blessings with them. And the reason is not far-fetched why the nation of Israel up until now still remain a force to be reckoned with in the world. In terms of agriculture, in every facet of life, you will have the Israelite. And they are almost in the forefront. You shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe produce and your juices. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. You shall not delay. You see, God has a need and is looking for who will meet it. Anna was in the temple and prayed. Say, God, if you give me a son, you will have a prophet. What a bargain. God, if you give me a son, you will do what? You have a prophet. And God was looking for a prophet. And then I said, I just need to be called a mother. Give me a son and have a prophet. And God gave her a son and got a prophet in return. Praise God. And you know what God did? He came back to Anna and gave her 5 more children of her own. So every time you give to God, He returns back to you much more. The scripture said, Luke chapter 6 verse 38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over shall men give to thy bosom. And God said, don't delay to offer the first of your ripe produce. Don't delay it. The first of your profit. Get it across. He said, it belongs to me. The next kind of first fruit is the firstling of animals or livestock. That's another kind of first fruit. The first product of your livestock or animals should be given to God. Exodus 13 verse 12 to 13. God demanded. Of course, the children of Israel were predominantly shepherds and farmers. We are not shepherds and farmers today. But if you wanted to deal in goat business or fowl business, as you go buy them and train them and they become big enough for sale, God is saying, before you sell one, give me one. Amen. And you may be asking, does God eat goat? I don't know. But if He made goat, I'm sure that He knows how goat tastes. Praise God. Many times, He doesn't eat it, but He has chosen people to eat it on His behalf. Amen. If you are owing somebody, and you bring the money, and the person says, give it to that person. He said, but you see, I'm owing. He said, give it to that person on my behalf. Do you have any trouble with that? You just give the person, and you clear yourself. Amen. Number six, the first fruit of all your increase. This is another kind of first fruit. The first fruit of all your increase. This is more applicable when your income or salary increases. This is more applicable when your income or salary increases. That very first increase belongs to God, and you should honor God with it. You are earning 20,000, and then it is increased to 30,000. That very first increase, not the 30,000, the difference between 30 and 20, the 10,000 is the increase. It belongs to God. That should be easy for us to do. But greed, because we always want all. Many times, all is not even enough. So you want more than all. Praise God. So there are some people that if they see God, they will collect God's own plus their own and join together. The next kind of first fruit is what I call the first fruit of your victories and your achievement. The first fruit of your victories and achievement. The benefits and proceeds of your first victory or outstanding achievement should be dedicated to the Lord. God has helped me to achieve this. God has helped me to get this. God has helped me to go and come back. Like Jephthah said, if you would take me to this battle and bring me back safely, the first thing that will proceed out of my house to welcome me, I will use it as a sacrifice unto you. So when God gives you victory, the first benefit of that victory or the victory should be dedicated to God. Sometimes we have remembered everyone else that helped us except God. Oh, my wife, oh, my children, oh, my father, oh, my mother. But God comes last or never comes into the picture at all. The first fruit of your achievements. What have I been able to do? You see, many times God has helped us start a building, finish the building. The day you are opening that building, you will spend so much money to celebrate with friends. You tell everybody, I want it to be very special. There will be different kinds of meal. Ekpang kukwo, pounded yam, porridge yam, porridge plantain, pounded plantain, fried rice, everything in the arrays. But the last person will remember is God. The only thing God has is you come on that Sunday after you have eaten all the food on Saturday and come on Sunday and say, I just came to return the glory to God. Praise God. I just came to return the glory to God. And to add salt to injury, say, I have nothing to give you than to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And God said you would have been wiser than that. You know, you could always have something to give to me. He said, God has shown us, he has proven to us that we are important to him. We need to prove to God that he is important to us. Amen. There's nothing wrong to do your housewarming ceremony. Eat all you need to eat, but reserve something for God. Give it to him. God, this one is your own. So while you are planning your child dedication, your wedding, your thanksgiving, let what you will give to God be in the topmost list of your plan. But most time, that one comes as afterthought. You say, when they dash me money, anything, I go use them for testimony. Amen. No. That one should be in the topmost plan. He said, this one is God's own. It's no go area. We are going to give this to God. Amen. There are certain things that should be like priorities. Priorities in our heart. Praise the Lord. Many times it is easy to cheat God. And God is saying, you have robbed me. And so there are many that have robbed God. So every time you come to his presence, the same man you rob, you are so bold to enter his house. Praise God. You know, thieves in the world are not confident to come to you after they robbed you the previous day, but thieves in the church. Is it good to God with open face? And you didn't rob him with the mat. He saw you robbing him. And then the next morning you are going to say, please, you need to provide transport for me. You need to provide house rent for me. And you just stole his money yesterday. And you know what should be done to a thief when you find him? Report to the police. Praise God. So, your achievements should be dedicated to God. Learn how to give a portion of what God is blessing you with to him. For example, the conquest of Jericho in Joshua chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. Achan ate this first fruit and lost everything. First fruit offering is what I call chop one and lose all. Write it down, don't forget it. First fruit offering is what I call what? Chop one, lose all. Achan lost all. Jericho was the first city the nation of Israel conquered while coming out of Egypt. And God said to Joshua, every silver, every gold, every precious thing in this Jericho belongs to me. Don't touch it. God claimed it by himself. And Achan went and took it. And you know what happened to him? He was discovered. He was killed. His mother, his father, his children, and everyone that ever has a linkage to Achan, they were all stoned to death that day. So you chop one and you lose everything. Where would you rather be? Why not lose one and gain all? Adam also ate the only fruit God said, don't eat. This one belongs to me. He ate it and he lost it all. The devil is still manipulating people today to eat their first fruit. What you need to do is to resist the devil and give to God what belongs to God. So spiritual first fruit. This refers to the first soul that you are able to convert to Christ after you have become born again. After you have become born again, God is waiting to see who can you bring to me? Who have you registered in the kingdom of God? Spiritual first fruit or first fruit of souls. If you are born again, at least you need one soul. You need to take one person to God. This is the highest kind of first fruit that you can give to God. John chapter 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do what? He will give it to you. Praise God. And one may be asking, how do I acquire the first fruit of souls? Four ways. Number one, living a practical and exemplary Christian life. If you are going to win, so you see, you may win so without preaching. Somebody looking at you, watching you, observing you, is already having condemnation in his or her heart and is turning to God. Amen. So you can win a soul by living a practical Christian life, exemplary Christian life. I've often told us that I saw a boy preaching in class during break period. And I said to myself, if I had not backslided, I would be doing what this brother Paul is doing here. That alone, I went back home. I didn't need anyone to preach to me again. And I changed my life. And I said, no, I must get back to where I used to be. And that decision has brought me here today. From that time till now, I've not had need to look back. I saw somebody, practical Christian life, exemplary life, can be enough to turn somebody. You can win first fruit of souls by preaching to those you meet everywhere you go about repentance from sin. You have an opportunity to make the boss your church. Preach in the boss. Preach everywhere. Talk to somebody about the love of God and the need to change from living a sinful life. That's a way. Another way is by giving financially to sponsor soul-winning ventures, such as crusades, tract printing, distribution, television / radio outreaches, and all of those. You can also sponsor it, just like we do in Beautiful Feet Partnership every month. That is sending the gospel sponsoring the movement of God's word, and you can drive in souls by so doing. And another way you can do, by consistently praying for the salvation of souls all over the world. Consistently praying for the salvation of souls all over the world. And say, God, change people. God, make them come to your kingdom. And you may just be reaping souls for the kingdom of God.